Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wondering what's next in your business or personal life? Welcome to Success to Significance, Life After Breaking Through Glass Ceilings, a podcast dedicated to helping you with all of life's challenges, discoveries, and opportunities. Whether you're seeking a new career, retirement, or simply wanting to make an impact in your community or the world, join Jen Duplessis and her guests as they explore how to start, what to do when you're in the thick of a change or growth, and how to leave a mark in this world after breaking through your next achievement. You are moments away from the aha you've been seeking.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Success to Significance. I'm your host, Jen Duplessis. I'm so excited today to have our guest because everything about her is glimmer and spark. And, you know, that's me, Kinetic Spark Consulting. I'm all about this glittery thing. In fact, a friend of mine years ago said, "You're my glittery friend," right? I don't walk around with glitter. Don't worry, if you hug me, you're not going to get glitter all over you, that kind of thing. But it's a personality. And I think that's exactly what Lisa has with us here today. So let me introduce you to her. She's an international best-selling author of the book Voices of the 21st Century, Conscious Caring Women Who Make a Difference. She's also the host of a TV show called Engage and Shine, and she's the founder of Glimmer Learning. She helps speakers, coaches, and entrepreneurs find their inner spark to show up with clarity and confidence, to share their message, create more engaging contact, and powerfully connect every time that they speak. I can't wait to talk to you about today because I'm going to ask you some real specific questions on how you do this for people so that people can leave here saying, you know, I got to get in touch with Lisa. So welcome to the show, Lisa. We are so delighted to have you here today.
Oh, thank you so much, Jen. I am super excited to be here and I love you talking about, don't worry, if you hug me, you won't get glitter all over you. I can just picture the glitter coming off of you.
Well, listen, there are some women that do that. They're all about glitter. And so then you hug them and then it's like, oh my gosh, I have all this glitter on me. And then men are have glitter on them. I would never do that. I would never do it. Now, mine is just like yours. It's that inner spark, right? It's that inner drive, that confidence that brings you out, you know, and it's in a mindset that we have as well. So I want to just talk about, let's go back just a little bit and talk about how you got here. Why is this so important to you? Why is this what you speak about, what you coach about, what you want to make an impact and significance in the world about?
Well, I feel like everyone has a story inside them. They have something special that they need to share with the world. And it's a matter of connecting with it. And, you know, feeling like you can share that enough part of you, you know, that spark that I like to call it, that inner spark that's inside you. And sometimes you have a little, challenge igniting it and you need someone to help, you know, to light it up for you, but it's in there. It's all in there. And you just have to, you know, you have to let it out. You have to ignite it and let that shine and shine bright and share it with others.
I love that. You see me say, you know, listen, if you're listening to this, go watch the video because I'm over here smiling like crazy because Ignite is one of my programs in my mastermind. I use that word all the time, right? Ignite. And that's exactly why, we get along so well because we're how do we ignite that? So I want to dig deep into this. So someone's listening and they're saying, okay, I don't even know if I have a story. A lot of people say, well, do I have to have a horrible story? And the answer is no, I already know that. You can have a great story. But let's kind of draw this out. Let's pretend like I'm a person that you're saying, okay, what kind of story do you have? And let's see how you draw this out because I want people to understand exactly what you do and why this is so powerful because, you know, I think as business owners, not so much speakers and coaches are getting, they maybe are trying to define it, but for business owners and entrepreneurs, we feel like we have to have a shell around us. You know, we don't let that shine through. And I always talk about poking holes in your armor just to let it start shining through. We won't take it off. We'll just poke holes in it. Right. Because we walk around thinking, oh, we have to be really, really professional. And so, you know, what we have to understand is that vulnerability is what attracts people to us. So walk us through, how do you uncover this, discover this, and then create some type of a story? So you can use me as an example. I'll try to find a story, but you can ask me a question and then maybe I will find a story that I don't know about normally.
Well, normally I just start having a conversation with, you know, with people. I'm really laid back. I'm very, you know, casual, and I don't like anyone to feel like, you know, we're going through some process or really being drilled. I want people to feel very comfortable when I'm working with them. I don't like them to feel like we're going through a process. However, I do have a proprietary process that I go through. And what I start asking them is it really does start with one single question. And that question is the why question. Mm-hmm. The proprietary process that I take them through to really bring out that story and for them to start to see, you know, who they are and where those special things are that they can share with others. There's four parts in there. And the four areas that, you know, we kind of walk through and talk about is taking them on a journey of kind of where they got to, you know, this place where they are right now. And starting with, you know, when did you first become interested in what you're doing right now? When was that? You know, was it, you know, like a calling? Did you just feel called to do this? Or was, you know, it a product or service that you were introduced to? You know, when was that moment? Thinking back to when it was it a long time ago? Was it recently? And then we go through, well, the feelings, all the feelings that were involved with that. The area that I really like is the third area. And this is where a lot of that confidence and a lot of those kind of stories of things that they've learned come about. And that's the, you know, what have you done to get to where you are? All of the skills that you've learned, things that you've, maybe you've had a coach, maybe you've had a mentor, maybe you've gotten a certification, all of these different paths that you've traveled to get to where you are. A lot of those paths have little stories along the way. And that's where you can find some interesting, you know, stories that make you unique from others, because there are other people that do the same or similar things to what you do. And your uniqueness is pulled out of those pathways of how you got to where you are. You know, anyone could be introduced to the same product or service. However, how you learn about it, how you feel about it, what you do with it is very unique to you. And so that's where I think that, you know, you find those stories that are woven in, especially as a business owner, if those are the stories that you're trying to share, that you can dig in a little deeper. And then that last area that I always discover with them is that, you know, that area of, well, why are you compelled to share this message and or this product and service with others? You know, what is compelling you? What is driving you? So that's a little bit of how that works.
I love that. And I guess I'm curious, how does that convert into a message, you know, that you were saying, you know, so that people could attract more people? Because I know a lot of entrepreneurs that, you know, we go to networking events, we, you know, or they have the opportunity to speak to a small group, like a Rotary Club or a chamber. And it's all about the facts, you know, everything that they're talking about are things that they could just read about on a website, right? So how does all that convert to a message that attracts people? Help us understand a little bit about that, because they definitely can walk through that process. You know, as you're talking about it, I'm like, okay, I got that process. I understand, you know, my own stories. I probably have to look a little bit more about some of those stories, because I think those are, we tend to think those are just gifts and it's just everyday things. And you know, what is easy for us, people are in awe of, right? But we don't ever think about that. So I love that you put that in the process of slowing down so you can speed up there. But how does that transform into a message when you only have 5 or 10 minutes to talk?
Well, it really each one is a little different, and it depends upon the situation that you're in. And it is a skill. You do have to learn how to take each of those and weave it into the story that you want to tell. So, you know, for example, if, you know, there's something that you had unique to you that, you know, maybe it's someone that you got to work with to as a mentor, and you learn something from along the way, there's the right way that you can share that interesting pathway that you got to go along, and you learned a very powerful way to be able to maybe coach on a certain type of, certain type of skill set that you have. And you can share that with someone in a very short, you know, few sentences, and show the passion that you have behind, you know, the skills that you have from working with that person. Or it could be something that, you know, that you got the benefit of, you know, getting to test out products ahead of time from someone. Maybe you're part of a group, and that's something that you can share in a message. But it is about crafting and learning how to share that story and that message. You know, storytelling definitely has been around since, you know, the beginning of time, but you do have to be a good storyteller for people to be drawn in and listen.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely see how you're, you know, talking, how you're able to, you know, pull that out of people and have them recognize that there is some type of a story. It's funny, I've been telling a story for a while, and a colleague of mine, actually mentor, said, I want to help you with that story. I want to help you fine tune that story, right? For me, it was just a story. He goes, but I really think you could run forward with that. And, so we're working on that story. But yeah, it's interesting because I thought, you know, storytelling was just, I'm telling a story. I didn't know it had to be, you know, laid out in a certain way. I just wanted to tell the story, you know, and I think that it has an impact, but it could have better impact, you know, over the long haul. So Lisa, how did you get into this? What did you do before? You know, you didn't wake up one day and say, I think I'm going to, you know, be a storyteller. I'm going to help entrepreneurs find this spark inside. I'm going to walk them through this process. I'm sure that you discovered it yourself, and I'm sure there's a story in this. But what did you do beforehand, and how'd you get yourself here?
Well, I definitely did not wake up telling stories, that's for sure. I was petrified to stand at the front of the room or to speak at all. I actually worked for a transportation and logistics company for almost 20 years. Wow. I started as an administrative assistant for the training and development department. I was the person at the back of the room all the time, kind of taking notes, running around. And I worked with a bunch of what I like to call big burly truck drivers who came in and out. They were actually a lot of fun. They're really big sweethearts is what they are. But I work for a moving company, and, kind of fast forward, how I ended up speaking was, the main person that I always, you know, assisted and supported, she got sick one day, and, the manager of the department, he was like, mm-hmm. Hey, Lisa, you've got to fill in for her today, you know? And I was like, no, I do the back stuff. You know, I stay back here. I make the coffee. I bring the note cards. And he's like, no, no one knows her material better than you. You are in here every day, you know, everything. And you've got to cover. And I said, and he was like, you're doing it. And I got sick before the class started. I was so, my face, you know, I, for those listening, I'm redhead, freckles, fair skin. I turned more blotchy red. It was not a pretty sight.
Well, how many people were in the, go ahead.
Oh, Well, there, how many people? There was probably a classroom of about 40 to 50.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot for us starting off. Yeah. I was thinking maybe 10 or 12 and you were nervous and thought maybe I could just sit.
No. So I fumbled my way through it, and they were very gracious with me because they met me before, and some of them were new, some of them had met me before, but I did know the material. I just didn't know how to deliver at the front of the room very well. However, I kind of filled in here and there, and I ended up, as I went through roles in this company, I always tended to gravitate or end up being that person at the front of the room. I took on a lot of different roles, training and speaking, and I ended up being a leader in the company, and then later the head of the Sudduth University. That was the name of the company. And I traveled the whole country teaching and training people. I loved it. And what I loved about it actually was not necessarily being the person at the front of the room and speaking. What I grew to love was helping people to become an elevated version of themselves. I watched them, you know, people who a lot of times would come in and not be very confident, or they would say things. And this was something that I would often hear. I'm just X. Mm. I'm just an X. And I would always correct them very quickly and be like, no, you're not just anything. You are. You are. And I would always tell them, because I knew every role in the company, and I would be like, this is what you do. And I would explain to them how they did this and what it meant for the company and how they supported people. And their faces would light up and they would be transformed by the time they left sharing time with me and see what their role in the company was and stand a little taller. And so that's kind of, you know, what really attracted me to being this person of, helping people to see inside themselves what they really had inside and how they could do more with what they, you know, had to offer.
Yeah. And that makes total sense. I mean, the way that you're, you know, expressing that and how it came about and what you're doing now is, you know, helping people. As we said before, we have these gifts that sometimes we think are just easy, but to others, they're really, really interesting. And they are something that we want to learn. Maybe we have a gap in that skill and we want to learn, you know, or we're just enthralled with the fact that, you know, they have this really cool gift and how did it come about and why, you know, where's mine? And I think that we do compare ourselves, right? We look, why don't I have that gift? But we probably have something similar or something that once released and ignited, they can come to us and say, how do you do that? Wow, that's so cool. I love that. So Lisa, what's a secret sauce? If there was a secret sauce that you say, you know, like one secret, and I'm really, you know, gravitating to the powerfully connect every time they speak. How can someone powerfully connect every time they speak?
Well, for me, I always share with my clients because I feel like they're so focused on trying to be more. And you just talked about, you know, people comparing themselves to others. Mm-hmm. You know, that those horrible, you know, mental blocks that we have of, you know, perfectionism, comparison, doubt, all of that. I always share with them, stop focusing on all of these things that, you know, this person's doing and that person's doing. And for me, the powerfully connecting, and there's a lot more to it, obviously, but it really is about digging in and sharing more of being genuine, being authentic when you show up, and sharing more of you with the people that you're connecting with. That's who they want. They want to know who are you? Who am I going to buy this product and service from? Who am I listening to? Who am I going to be working with? That is how you powerfully connect with people. They don't want someone who's trying to be like someone else. They've already had enough of that.
Right.
They want the real person.
Yeah. You know, I have a quick story about that too. I was speaking down in Atlanta one day and getting ready to do my spiel. I'm all set to go. I'm never nervous or anything, but I'm standing up there and I'm ready to go. And we were testing the mic or something in the room, and a guy came up to me and he said, "Hi, I'm Dennis." And I said, "Oh my gosh," my context was all off. What they were is that they were a speaking agent for me at that time. You know, they would find speaking opportunities for me. And I didn't know he was coming. And so he shows up and I'm standing on stage and I'm talking to him, looking down, you know, he's on the floor and all that. And immediately when I started my speech, I started trying to be different because I knew he was there. Right. And I lost my train of thought and I even tripped on stage, right? Like all these things happen and I'm not very serious about myself. So that was okay. But I didn't know what I was going to say. I was so worried about my words. I didn't want to say and so, and all of these crazy things I was thinking about. And halfway, not halfway, but just right, probably 5 minutes in, I thought to myself, forget that. I'm going to be me, because when I'm me, I do so much better. And so I think about that story when you just said that. And, you know, the result was I walked off stage and people were like, "Oh my gosh, can I get my picture with you?" And I want to, blah, blah, blah. And you know, whether that would have happened or not, it doesn't matter. I just felt more comfortable being me. And that was the moment. And I mean, this happened like 12 years ago. And even now, I always remind myself when I see other people speaking before me, I do not say, "Oh, let me remember to do that. Let me remember to do that." I do me. And I think that that's really important. You know, maybe it's really good. I'm sure it is for connecting, like you're saying. But I think it's more important for us. I know it's for me. When I am me, I feel much more confident. I feel, I don't self-sabotage. I don't leave the stage and think I should have this, I should have that. Why did I this? Why did I that? I just, you know, hey, it was me. And so to a certain extent, not only the external attraction, but I think it also, you know, it's you say confidence, but I say, acceptance of me. So I'm not just constantly saying, "What's wrong with me? How come I didn't miss? Oh, I forgot that." So I think that there's a piece of that as well. I mean, what do you think about that?
Oh no, I absolutely 100% agree with you, Jen, because, and that's why you can connect so powerfully, because you are so in tune with you. And that's why my show is called Engage and Shine. Yeah. Because if you are not engaged first with you, you feel good, you feel confident, you are all there as you. And you like you said it perfectly. All of that has to be right. You have to feel good first. You have to feel like you're all in and you are showing up as the most elevated version of you. And that's when the external just shines so brightly that people want, they're drawn to you. They want to hear what you have to say. They see it. It's like, you know, you're talking about glitter and stuff, you know, that I had someone say to me one time, that when I walked in the room, they said, "It's almost like we can see rainbows and sparkles coming off of you." And it was such a compliment to me. Yeah. It made me feel so good. You know, I know, you know, in a way they, you know, I don't know exactly what they were saying, but they meant it in a very positive light. Yeah. And I took that as a compliment. I was like, well, great. The power is working, you know?
So. Right. Right. Yeah. And especially with what you do, you definitely want to do that. Lisa, as we finish up our time today, what is the best way for people to find your show, I know you're moving it to a podcast too. That's exciting. What is the best way for them to see you in action on your TV show?
Well, my show is in a lot of different places. So you can find it on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire. Of course, it's on the internet. So that's winwinwomen.tv. You can also find it on YouTube, which is under Glimmer Learning, which is the name of my business. You know, you can connect with me on any of the social media aspects. You know, I'm all over the place there. So I'm always posting about my show there. And then, yes, I'm about to transform it or kind of transition it into a podcast where I can kind of connect and on some more platforms. So that's coming soon as well.
Are you going to call the podcast the same name as the show, or are you going to call it Glimmer Learning? What are you going to call it so people can listen?
No, the podcast, I'm going back and forth. I think that I'm going to add a little bit of a twist because of some feedback I've gotten. I think it may be Engage Your Inner Spark.
Okay,
instead
great.
Of just Engage and Shine.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, because you've got that other part of it too. And I know you have a gift for our listeners. Tell us a little bit about the gift. And we'll have the link, of course, in the show notes, but tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So the gift is shine on camera. So we're always, you know, wanting to look and sound our best on camera. So the gift is about, you know, what to wear when you show up, things that you can do to really look and sound your best on camera. So not just tips about your wardrobe, but things about, you know, sounding and connecting well when you show up as well. So that is, that's my gift to the audience.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love it. Lisa, what would you like to leave us with today?
Well, First off, Jen, thank you so much. I love starting my day out. You know, this is early morning for me, so this has been a great way to start my day. It's been a wonderful conversation. But for those watching and listening, I just want to say again, if you are someone who has something inside that you want to share, go out and share your message. Share more of you. It just start with something simple. And just start talking about what's on your heart and share it with others, because you will be able to, you know, articulate that more and more as you share your message, and you're going to impact someone. Someone out there listening is going to need that message that you have inside.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. Lisa Hannigan, Lisa Hannigan, I love your message. I love what you're sharing with people. There's so many people that need this. And I know that you work with people that are starting up. You work with people that have been doing it for a while and say something's not right. So, you know, the world's your oyster. Anybody who's listening to this, you know, give Lisa a call, connect with Lisa and find one story. And then once you've found that one, I'm sure many more will come behind that. So it's a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time and what you're doing in the world to make a significance out there to everyone. It's my pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
So everyone, thank you again for listening in. If this is your first time listening, thank you so much for joining our community. If you've been listening for a while, thank you as well. We are so grateful for your patronage and your continued listening to the show and sharing it forward. And as a reminder, please don't forget to check us out on YouTube, on the YouTube channel where you can watch this show, and take a few minutes to write a great 5-star review and put a comment about Lisa in there, what you loved and learned from what she had to say. And make sure that you're putting these stories in action. And most importantly today is increase the awareness of what's happening around you and know that you have stories every day in your life. And with that said, we'll catch you next time on Success to Significance.
You've been listening to Success to Significance with Jen Duplessis, the number one podcast for people wanting to give more value and make an impact. Loved this episode? Be sure to subscribe right now at www.jenduplessis.com/S2S for more stories, strategies, and thoughts to help you gain significance and success. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Join us next week for another breakthrough episode. Thank you for listening.